Hey, everybody, and welcome to DC Talk. This is episode 99.5. That's right.
We are cheating.
We are cheating the system. Or do you just want to do 100.5 and release this after? Who knows?
You're the showrunner, dude. I'm just here to talk DC and eat popcorn.
So pretty much all this is we're just going to review last week's DC TV episodes. We're saving all of our news for our 100th episode, but we just kind of wanted to get out some DC TV reviews on, because we had some season finales, and we had some season premieres, and we had some season penultimate episodes. So we are this is pretty exciting.
And we just had seasons.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about some DC TV reviews, but I am Mike, and that was Carrie over there. You hear her say, Carrie. How's it, Carrie? Say hi to everybody.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
I'd be very good. I am not eating things that are allowed, unlike my esteemed co-host over
that likes
to eat chips. Really?
Never.
You really want to go there, dude?
Okay, I would, but I would.
I have audio evidence.
But tell us how loud you chomp on your chips when you go to randomchatter.com/community so you can join us in Discord. But we're not going to go through all that tonight. We just kind of want to hit some DC TV discussion. So anything before we go in, Carrie?
I know that we're starting next week on our
That's right.
Discussions of
the animated DC animated universe.
I know you haven't seen it yet, but I did just watch Justice League Dark Apocalypse War.
Very good.
It was really good.
Good.
It's very bleak. It's very bleak.
Yeah.
Very bleak. Like we're talking Infinity War bleak.
Yeah. No, I have not watched it yet. I've got about 10 minutes in. I'm like, you know what? Let's do a rewatch. So I may not get to it till, you know, 15 weeks from now. But yeah. So next week we're doing Flashpoint Paradox.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys can find it, check it out with us. We're also doing, it's on the DC Universe. Yep. If you have DC Universe, it's on there. That's one I don't have on DVD, which I need to get on DVD. So check that out.
And also public service announcement. I double checked the Nightwing and Robin. It's like a 40-second short. So
not
and I
worth
think
it.
It's at the end. I think it's the end credit scene for Throne of Atlantis. So we're gonna see it eventually at some point.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's not extracurricular.
That's true. Speaking of Apocalypse. Hey.
Yes.
Carrie, let's do mm-hmm. some DC TV discussion then. How about that?
Yeah, I find it very fortuitous that this came out the week that Apocalypse War came out.
Yeah, and the week we got the and the week we got the Snyder Cut news, which we'll talk about that on the 100th episode. So, keep that in mind. It's amazing how all three of these hit at once. Coincidence? I think not. But let's talk about some DC TV discussion. First up, Harley Quinn Season 2, Episode 8, Inner Parademons. Harley covers up the kiss by going to Apocalypse to get an army to conquer Gotham. Because, you know...
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
No. Yeah, like you do when you don't want to talk about something. Just run to Apocalypse, defeat Granny Goodness to take control of Darkseid's army.
I'm just going to skip to the end of the episode and say that this... that ended ripped... the hearts out of apparently many a fan.
Yes.
So, Kite Man either has lousy timing or perfect timing.
Poor Kite Man. Is anybody else feeling bad for Kite Man?
Yeah.
I am.
Except when he whites. Then, Ivy needs to dump your butt.
Now.
Yeah, I caught myself.
Ivy, I appreciate that. Now, Ivy standing up to his parents was pretty funny. Not gonna lie. So, the boom tube comment was hysterical mm-hmm. to me. Did somebody just open up a boom tube? Nah, babe, that wasn't me. And then it's like...
oh, dear. Yeah.
Wow, that was funny. Oh, but so Darkseid's in this. Harley doesn't want to talk about what happened last week, so she goes and decides to get an army to conquer Gotham, because apparently...
And? And he's voiced by Michael Ironside again.
Yes.
Who was the voice of Darkseid in Justice League Unlimited. So yes. I like that they did that. That is awesome.
I do too. That's great to me. The Gordon wants Gotham to be part of the United States. And in order to do that, they have to take out Harley Quinn, since she's the one who destroyed Gotham to begin with.
And he has his tanks again.
So she beats up Granny Goodness and gets the giant mallet.
Well, Psycho helps her beat up Granny Goodness. They cheated so hard.
It's amazing Darkseid never picked up on that.
No kidding. I loved the Sailor Moon style transformation.
I thought I was the only one who thought of that.
Like, Mike, how long have we been podcasting?
I know, but I thought about that. I was like, oh, holy crap. I knew that. So,
and Apocalypse Harley looks like Thor.
Yes, a female version of Thor.
That is perfect.
Wait a minute. The female version of Thor from Infinity War, not Endgame.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but yeah, I thought it was a fun. It was an okay episode.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, I mean, it was great at the end. So I'm anxious to see how they get. They got like two more episodes left, I believe, in the season. And mm-hmm. there is no current news if season 3 is coming so far. It has not been renewed yet for season 3. So we don't know. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got for Harley.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Batwoman season 1, episode 20. Oh, Mouse.
Aww.
You were wrong, by the way.
I was wrong. I knew it. This is the season finale, by the way.
This is the season finale, yes. When Gotham's former heroes return to sell a score, Batwoman and Commander Kane find themselves on the defensive. Alice uncovers what could finally take down Batwoman, and Commander Kane refuses to retreat from his war on Batwoman. And come on, you kind of saw it coming that Jacob wasn't going to back down.
Right. I mean, you knew he was going to turn on her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was. I did love Mary, though, confronting him, though, on the rooftop. I thought that was perfectly timed. It was done. Mm-hmm. Of course, I put on there the truth between Jacob and Batwoman won't last long.
Yeah, you were so right. Well, you were right about that one. It didn't even last the episode.
Yeah. So, here's where I was wrong. I saw Mouse killing Alice the whole season. I was wrong. I kind of figured, though, she was up to something when she agreed to burn the book.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, she's up to something. Like, you could see that hint of mood change.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no.
Yeah.
So, almost as if, and now this sounds bad, Mouse is her moral compass. To a point, kind of how Diggle was Oliver's moral compass. So with Mouse out of the way, because Mouse wanted to say, hey, look, we're fine right here. Let's stay right here. We're good. Let's get out of the sewer. He was trying to do the better thing. So now with Mouse gone and Alice running free, I wonder what could happen.
Yeah.
That's
going to be interesting. This was my note for the next show, but it's kind of, we've had all these very serendipitous kind of coincidences that these cliffhangers this year
mm-hmm.
have been really freaking good.
Oh yeah.
Is it that's going to be interesting when we eventually get things started back up again and see what happens with the next seasons. And I know we're going to talk about this tomorrow, and especially and that's another thing that with Ruby Rose leaving Batwoman, this gives them more time to find a replacement.
Yeah. I know they said they're going to find a replacement, but again, mm-hmm. some shows have also said that before, and they just never did, and they just panned the show, which I hope they don't. I think they need to keep it going, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hush.
Yeah.
Now has Bruce Wayne's face.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Interesting next season.
Yeah. Now, this has been pointed out that the person playing Bruce Wayne was actually on the first season of Arrow. As someone Oliver had to go after.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I was trying. I'm trying to find the article here.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that at all. But I have been.
Well, I didn't either because it's been like what 8 years since.
Yeah, I wish. By the way, they would not have given Hush Bruce Wayne's face. I kind of wish. It'd be nice to have Bruce Wayne because I can see where story's still going. But I wish they would have kept him as Hush, with the bandages.
But the thing is that I can't find this article. I'm so unprepared right now. But the thing is that with Alice thinking that the only kryptonite on the planet is in Wayne Tower. By the way, about that.
Yeah.
I mean, not just the piece that Kate's holding on to for Kara, but how about all that kryptonite Ramakan dredged up last week?
Right. So. Right. Okay, so I wish they'd hurry up and go ahead and tell these people that they're on the same Earth. Because this is getting a little weird.
Well, no, I was waiting for Kate to say that... I was waiting for Kate to say something. Well, it's like... They were having the conversation about Bruce holding on to a piece of kryptonite for a friend of his... And Kate's like, you know, big, strong cape, stuff like that. And I was waiting for her to say, yeah, I met him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know. Ramakan may be willing to part with some. He had plenty.
But they're trying to end the world, so I don't see them stopping that to go help Alice.
I know. That's true. I just wish they'd hurry up and cross paths again so they all realize, oh hey, look, we're not all on a different
Well, okay, but Kate did say that she's holding on to that kryptonite for someone. It's not hers. She cannot destroy it.
That's true. She doesn't want, or Kara doesn't want her to.
Mm-hmm.
Kara doesn't want to lose control.
Yeah, well, Kara trusts Kate to hang on to it and keep, and just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's similar to what Clark has done with Bruce this entire historically.
So, do you expect them to take out Alice by next season? Or are we going to get kind of like another Tobias situation where Tobias is still there lingering in the background?
I don't know. That would be interesting, but I don't know. I think the thing that I find interesting is that with Hush taking Bruce Wayne's face is that Tommy has already suspected that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Right.
Tommy knows that Kate is Batwoman.
Hmm.
Tommy hasn't said anything about to Alice about Bruce Wayne being Batman.
Hmm. That's true.
So the interesting thing will be what happens when the not Bruce Wayne gets to the tower.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
And also So where so kryptonite will cut through anything? That's why they need the kryptonite to kill Batman or Batwoman?
Well, because they tried to build up the whole episode that nothing could get through the suit, not even bullets. Mm. So maybe they may want to make a kryptonite bullet. Ha 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 ha. Snyder reference.
You know what? That seems like a very convenient flaw. You would think that Bruce Wayne would have thought of that.
Well, what else could he make the suit out of, though, that would keep kryptonite out? That's the problem. So, speaking of kryptonite, are you done with Batwoman?
Yeah, I'm done.
Sweet. Supergirl, then. Season 5, episode 19, season finale, Immortal Kombat. Finish it. I wanted to do that all week.
Flawless victory.
I know. Supergirl realizes that she must work with Lena to stop Lex and Leviathan. Nia struggles with what her dreams are trying to tell her, and Brainy realizes there's only one way to stop Lex.
Don't kill Brainy!
Do you really think they're going to kill Brainy?
I don't know, but again, these unintentional cliffhangers are killing me.
Yeah, they're really good. They did some really good unintentional planning here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, there's a Harry Potter reference. I got that.
Yes.
And then, okay, I think we both had this note, so I'm going to let you say it.
I love Alex's new costume.
Freak, yes.
Yes.
I had to, so I had turned my head for just a second on that part of the episode. All I heard was Kara scream, so that I had to rewind real quick, and then when I saw what she was screaming, like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. I got it now. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So, Lena, I still think she's hiding something from Kara, because Lena took the kryptonite dagger from Andrea and never said anything to Kara. I think she still has that kryptonite dagger.
Well, we didn't have much time to see what she did with it afterwards. So,
I think that was intentional, though.
Hmm.
Because there's a reason the camera panned down to where the dagger was.
Huh. I don't know.
And then...
we'll see.
Alex and her stealth moves reminds me of Black Widow.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was a good season finale until next season. And then poor Brainy, I hope they don't kill him. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Because... I don't know. And then he did all that work only for Lex to steal... the vial.
Yeah. That sucked.
But hey, I'm glad we got more Lex.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that we have more Lex.
So. Alright. Oh, I loved this next episode. Carrie, I loved this next episode. Do you have anything else for Supergirl before we move on?
No, I don't.
Alright. Go for it then.
Okay, Legends of Tomorrow, Season 5, Episode 13. I am Legends. After drinking from the chalice, the Legends have immortality for 24 hours, which gives them time to get to the Wave Rider and use the Loom of Fate. They get stuck at Constantine's house during a zombie apocalypse, as one does.
Yes.
And, so have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
Yes. I have.
Did that last fight not remind you even just a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. That's like the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind. Oh, my goodness. Gary's bunny has IBS. Because, you know.
Because, of course it does.
Yes. Of course Constantine would be immune to zombies.
Yeah. But my question is, does that have something to do with Astra, or is that just something he's wearing on himself?
Well, now when I remember, he said that his soul is damned, so therefore they won't go for it. They won't go for him.
Ah, okay, that works.
So I did think it was funny though. He like came to him and he just kind of held him backwards on his back and just laughing about it, as Zari, his boo boo, was trying to get away.
Yeah, so now Constantine is living on a ship with two people he slept with.
Yep, and Charlie knows it too. She.
And Charlie knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Although, and this is, I will try to work around this spoiler, this as delicately as I can. But Apocalypse War has basically proven that Constantine will sleep with anything.
Yes, that is. Well, I have been that far. And the show.
Oh,
it's okay. Oh. I kind of assumed it, anyways.
Okay.
Carrie, the fate of the world lies in Gary's hands.
We're all doomed.
Never. So, okay.
I actually have stronger words for that, but I can't on this podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So I had completely forgot that they were immortal for 24 hours when the army shot Ava. I'm like, holy crap, did they just kill off a main character? And then she got up. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, crap, that's right. They're immortal.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they all jump.
Until they're not.
I like the way they all jump out of the truck. And Nate, uh-huh. You know, Nate steals up, so he's fine. Everybody else is, like, limping and cracking their bones back. And oh.
Yeah, it. And I apologize to anyone who groans at this reference, but it kind of reminded me of Highlander 2.
Oh.
There are a couple of points where they fall down and where Connor and Michael Ironside's character fall from like a three-story building, and then they just spend like a minute like
reassembling
reassembling themselves. So they can continue their fight. It was like, okay, yeah, my brain goes strange places. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, can I just say that if Batwoman did get canceled for some reason, the Gideon and Gary road trip show, I'd watch.
You know that was Gary hallucinating, right?
I understand that, but I would so watch that show if it was a real thing.
Either that, or his buddy is actually a changeling.
Ooh.
Of some kind?
That would be interesting. Zari has the zombie kill of the week. Just put it there. For those who watch Zombieland, you get that reference. And of course, saw Zari and Constantine happening. And I'm riding in the streets now because they killed Gary. Just saying. You kill all the other legends as long as Gary lives.
You really don't think he's going to get better?
Oh, he'll get better eventually.
I mean, Sarah's dead, too.
I mean, we are dealing with the loom of fate, so you know.
Exactly.
So, Gary better come back, or I'm kicking down a trash can at riotness. So.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
Anything else for Legends of Tomorrow?
No, I don't think so.
Carrie, I have been waiting for this next one.
I know, you are so excited about this.
Stargirl, Season 1, Episode 1, Pilot. Courtney's seemingly perfect life in Los Angeles gets upended with a move to Nebraska. Now, before we get into this episode, I must say that did you catch Jay posted, and I caught that too. I checked it, that when they put the Los Angeles sign up on the highway, it was the same one they used in Spider-Man Homecoming.
I did not.
For Washington, D.C. It was the same. It was the same stretch of highway. I thought it was cool. Anyway, so here we go. Season 1, Episode 1. I love it. Here we go. Stargirl. So the Golden Age Flash was killed in the opening fight.
Actually, most of the Justice League was killed in that... Justice Society was killed in that fight.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm trying to find a better picture of it, but I swear to gods that one of the characters in that picture of the Justice Society looks like they just borrowed Nick Zano, who plays Steel.
Could be.
Nate. I'm like... That,
you know,
okay.
You know, they have had run-ins with the JSA already in the show, so he could have snuck in on a picture.
That is true.
So, Cindy, I'm thinking she's part of the Injustice Society somehow.
Oh, I already suspect half of Courtney's new school of being evil.
Yes, and I believe Brainwave has control over the town right now. That's why everybody's so friendly.
Agreed.
Creepy staring janitor, definitely important. Don't know how yet,
uh-huh.
but definitely important.
Mm-hmm.
I love the staff. Can I just say the staff and the special effects?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing, especially for a CW show.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
DC
I mean,
Universe
this is
show,
technically
right.
a DC Universe show, but yes, agreed. Making this the new Earth 2 makes a lot of sense now.
Yes.
It's clearly not the Arrowverse Earth 2, which was more which had a little bit of a steampunk aspect to it.
And at the same time, too, that Jeff Johns was asked about if they're going to be a crossover between these two. It is very
mm-hmm.
potential. You know, there is potential for it, but right now they're just trying to build the world, which is you know, give it time. Everybody's looking for, like, when's the crossover going to happen? It may not happen until next season. And it may
mm-hmm.
be something as simple as we had that, two-episode crossover with the Flash and Arrow when Flash first started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it may be something simple right now.
And I will say there were a couple of complaints about overacting. I did kind of see what they were talking about with Luke as far as Luke Wilson's character. It is kind of like, really?
Well, that's normal for him, though. He's always
like that.
But
that's normal for him.
Right.
Yeah.
And then again, it's CW cheesiness, so it fits.
Yeah.
So it's a drama network. But I will say, if you guys got to get a chance, you need to watch the DC Universe version, not the CW. So I know, like, David in Discord was asking, what's the difference between
mm-hmm.
the two? The difference is there's more time in the DC Universe. It's
mm-hmm.
like a 53-minute episode.
Uh-huh.
They've had to cut things out. Like, they cut the detention scene out, I think, from the CW version and the DC Universe version.
Okay.
They just cut out scenes to chop it down to the 42-minute they needed to get it at.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut out scenes that were not important to the story, or even they cut out some things that would not pass on CW's, which I couldn't think of anything from the first one that wouldn't be allowed. Maybe a couple languages that were used.
Maybe.
So just they had to cut some lines out just to make
it
appropriate.
We know they're gonna have to edit out some of the language in Swamp Thing when that gets over to CW.
Heck yeah. I would not want to be on the cutting room floor of that one.
No.
So, but this has absolutely became one of my new favorite shows. I loved it. I cannot wait until tomorrow when I get to watch it on DC Universe. So a day before everybody gets to watch it on CW, I get to watch it a day ahead of you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
So
it'll be awesome.
I do. I love. There are certain shows that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyways, was there anything else, Carrie?
Nope. I think that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, this has been episode 99.5 or 100.5. We haven't quite decided yet. It's just a review of the shows, and
mm-hmm.
we're looking
mm-hmm.
forward to our 100th episode finale. Not finale.
Not finale, because we're going to keep going.
Yes, 100 episode, big boom, big bash. We're all going to get in a large group and record a podcast. Well,
yes.
On phone calls, we're not actually going to be a large group in person right now.
No, we're all going to be recording from our respective homes.
Yes, but we had a good time tonight, so
yep.
That's been it for this episode for your DC TV reviews. I am Mike.
I'm Carrie. Have fun, guys.
See you later.